Enjoy.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
With the booze and all, I mean, I can't afford to get hooked.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
If 2020 was like 1968, will 2021 be like 1969?
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
This is Ray Manzarek of The Doors. That white powder called speed is a real bummer. It's a one-way death trip for kids who really don't know what they're getting into. Don't let someone talk you into shooting it. It'll kill you. That's the way it works. It'll just kill you. Put speed down. Do it now.
If you need help or want further information, call the Do It Now Foundation, day or night, 463-6851, presented by the Do It Now Foundation and KABC Love.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
Really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Are improvised, it just didn't come out of anyone's mouth.
Oh,
1969, the fulfillment of a dream.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
1969, a year of promise and hope.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of a division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
1969, a year of dissent.
Oh, we are safe.
Sing it so they can hear it.
Hear peace again.
Are you listening, Nixon?
Oh, we are safe.
1969, for some, a year of frustration.
So I ask you tonight, the people of Massachusetts, to think this through with me. In facing this decision, I seek your advice and opinion. In making it, I seek your prayers.
1969, the end of a decade, the beginning of a new age of man.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The Audio Network of United Press International presents 1969 in review.
We'll be right back.
You know I've had my share. When my woman left home for a brown eyed man, but I still don't seem to care. I know what it means to be alone. I sure do wish I was at home. I don't care what the neighbors say.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Yes, it's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from, in this episode, news reports and real-life historical events from 1969. Plus excerpts from one single movie released in 1969, the independently produced road drama film, Easy Rider, which was starring, written, and produced variously by Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, Terry Southern, and Jack Nicholson. And of course, this being a Tears of the Gods sound collage, instead of some Japanese music, we've got a featured album for you. Led Zeppelin 1. I've studied history, particularly that of the 20th century. I've read decades worth of Life magazines, which was a weekly news publication. I predicted 2020 was going to be a tumultuous historical year, with the closest analog being 1968. And we broadcast a couple of sound collages based on 1968 music and events, which you can currently download and listen to at tearsofthegods.org. Specifically, I'm talking about the March 6th, 2020 experimental mixing show I did with DJ Luke Palette, contributing live in WMFO Studio A, right before the COVID shutdown, which prevented us from doing any more live WMFO radio broadcasts. And then another episode focused on 1968 was June 5th, where we were commemorating the Martin Luther King and the Robert F. Kennedy assassinations and riots. And of course, all the great music that was released in 1968. And right now, you can go to tearsofthegods.org to download a podcast version of this episode to listen again. Or you can tell your friends about it. Yes, that's tearsofthegods.org. So this year, on my handmade, very glittery holiday cards I made and gave to special friends, I posed the question, if 2020 was like 1968, will 2021 be like 1969? And in this episode, we're going to try understanding what 1969 was like by diving into the music and events of that incredible year that immediately followed the craziness of 1968. One thing's for sure, it was a great year for music. We began the show, in the intro set, with Ray Manzarek of The Doors and a public service message he made in 1969 called Speed Kills. And then we heard the Fifth Dimension's big hit medley, Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In, originally from the musical Hair. And on top of that, I mixed the introduction to the United Press International's Year in Review 1969, a documentary broadcast that we'll be hearing extensively, variously mixed, sound collage style in the rest of this program. And we followed that with Jimi Hendrix's infamous live performance of the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock, August 18th, 1969. And then we concluded the intro set with the only single released from Led Zeppelin I, Good Times, Bad Times. Jimmy Page was reluctant to release singles, and eventually, of course, the whole album became a hit. Backing me up right now is Henry Mancini with his love theme from Romeo and Juliet, which topped the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart on June 28, 1969, and stayed there for 2 weeks. In the next set, we're going to be hearing Billboard Top 100 1969 hits from The Beatles, The Archies, Steam, Sly and the Family Stone, Stevie Wonder, and The Rolling Stones. Mixed up with news reports on the Vietnam War protests that went on in the year of 1969. We're going to start off the set with a selection from our featured album, Led Zeppelin I, which receives my personal highest award for that musical art form. I call it a perfect album. Every song really rocks, even the acoustic ones. Led Zeppelin I was released in January of 1969 in the United States, and Led Zeppelin II would come out later in the year. It's not only full of wonderful blues and rock and even acoustic tracks, but the song I'm going to play for you next was critical in the development of punk rock. Johnny Ramone absolutely loved the way Jimmy Page played the main riff with all the downstrokes. That is, when you use a guitar pick, it could be natural to move it up and down across the strings, but Johnny Ramone and Jimmy Page in this song just plays it down, 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 as Johnny Ramone told his friend Mike Wall, who then related it in his book, "Downstrokes should be the way all rock and roll is played," end quote. As a guitar player, I don't personally believe that myself. These days, I rarely use a pick. It's pretty much my fingers for everything. Doesn't give as sharp a sound, but it does give a lot more control. But all downstrokes is the way Johnny Ramone played, and it came right from Jimmy Page directly in this song, Communication Breakdown. Just listen to the rhythm guitar part, not the lead and the other guitars, most particularly starting during the solo break at 1 minute 25 seconds into it. It's the foundation of Johnny Ramone's guitar playing, and everybody who tried to copy him. Right now, this is it, the guitar on the left, the foundation. foundation of Johnny Ramone's guitar playing and everything that derived from it.
The first steps on the moon were glorious. To many Americans, they underscored the paradox and the discrepancy between man's achievements in science and technology and his failure to live in peace on Earth.
The Southern Christian Leadership Conference is not protesting America's ability to explore outer space, but we are protesting the injustice and inequity of the United States Congress in its appropriation to space exploration in comparison to its appropriation to keep men alive here on the face of the earth.
The number one complaint of many Americans in 1969 was the war in Vietnam. So they got together. They got together in a haphazard, slipshod way, but their numbers grew, 10,000, 50, 100,000, and twice more. They got together to demonstrate against the war. They called their get-together a moratorium.
The mass march on Washington to protest the Vietnam War is peaceful. About 3,000 mobilization marshals are keeping the demonstrators within the bounds of the march permitted by officials. The cry of peace now goes up in several places along the route of march almost continuously. Hands are held high with the anti-war peace sign. Flags, American, UN, peace, the pale blue with a dove in the center, and Viet Cong are waved all along the route of march. But just a few blocks from here, in the basement of the U.S. Capitol, a contingent of Marines waits in full battle gear, ready if needed. A mile and a half route from the Capitol to the rally point at the Washington Monument remains a sea of humanity. Dennis Kahane, Washington.
Sugar. Sugar, sugar. sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Mostly young persons, and they marched. They called their march a march against death. It was part of the second moratorium day, November the 15th, 1969. In Washington, D.C., they marched, they chatted, they sang. It sounded like this. Crowds estimated at 250 to 500,000 persons took part in the demonstration in the nation's capital. Earlier, across the country, thousands more showed their opposition to the war with parades and peace rallies. Leaders of the moratorium said they hoped by demonstrating they could get the administration to alter its Vietnam War policy. The president was asked if the demonstrators would accomplish that goal.
I have often said that there's really very little that we in Washington can do with regard to running the university and college campuses of this country. We have enough problems running the nation, the national problem. Now, I understand that there has been and continues to be opposition to the war in Vietnam on the campuses and also in the nation. As far as this kind of activity is concerned, we expect it. However, under no circumstances will I be affected, whatever, by it.
It was comedian Dick Gregory who answered the president. He did it bluntly and outspokenly.
Last month, the president of the United States said nothing you young kids would do would have any effect on him. Well, I suggest to the president of the United States, if he want to know how much effect you youngsters can have on the president, he should make one long-distance phone call to the LBJ Ranch. Ask that boy how much effect you can have.
Yeah. Oh, no thanks. I got some store-bought right over here in my own.
No, man. This is grass.
You mean marijuana?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Is that what that is? Let me see that.
Vice President Spiro Agnew called the demonstrators an effete corps of impudent snobs who characterized themselves as intellectuals. Many of the so-called silent majority agreed with him.
Thank you. First thing, go and get us a groovy dinner. Yeah, break out some of that cash, man.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Educational Community Radio. If 2020 was like 1968, will 2021 be like 1969? In this episode, we are diving into the music and the historical events of 1969. We began the set with a song from our featured album, Led Zeppelin I. That was Communication Breakdown. And Johnny Ramone loved Jimmy Page's all downstroke playing in that song so much it became the foundation of all of his guitar playing. Johnny said, "Downstroke should be the way all rock and roll is played." Then we heard the Beatles with Back in the USSR, which is on the White Album, recorded and released in 1968, and on the radio waves in 1969. And then we heard the Archies with Sugar Sugar, Steam with Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye, followed that with Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People, and Stevie Wonder, My Cherie Amour. And we finished things up with the Rolling Stones and Honky Tonk Women. Mixed throughout the set, we heard some more excerpts from UPI's 1969 Year in Review, as well as drop-in audio clips from the 1969 movie Easy Rider. behind me right now, my ambiance is Booker T and the MGs with their 1969 instrumental hit, Groovin'. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some more news reports on the 1969 Vietnam War protests, as well as hit songs from Marvin Gaye, The Who, The Guess Who, Blind Faith, and another track from our featured album, Led Zeppelin I. To start things off, here are the Isley Brothers and It's Your Thing.
It's your thing, do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing, do what you wanna do.
Anything in our lives, Americans. And the people down here today, I feel they're demonstrating because they don't want to go in and serve to defend their country. I'm down here because I have defended my country and I want the purpose to be, and we're down here to fight for our country and risk anything. If we back out of Vietnam right now, there's going to be a war in Bangkok maybe 6-7 months later.
Ooh, I bet you wondering how I knew I'll show Green.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Counters ball, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist. Seen him fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the body table king, and I just handed my pinball crown to him. Seen him fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Go ahead, George, light it up.
Oh, no, 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 no. I couldn't do that. I mean, I've got enough problems with the booze and all. I mean, I can't afford to get hooked.
Huh. You won't get hooked.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, it leads to harder stuff.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you. Heart could not accept and pretend. Seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one.
cry every night for you. These arms, these arms long to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
That's got a real nice taste to it, though. I don't suppose it'll do me much good, though. I mean, I'm so used to the booze and everything.
You've got to hold it in your lungs longer, George.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone.
Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford 91.5 Test Community Radio. Woohoo!